Yo, what's good, everybody? It's the Hot Box Chronicles.
What it do? What it do, man? What
the
it
is? The podcast is Litty.
Yes, sir.
It's your boy Day, DJ Show Out, the host with the most. Man, you feel me?
It's your boy Nature Bop. You know what I'm saying? Sun Gazer Bop. You know? Filter Mitch, no Bop. You know what I'm saying?
Victor Moan Bop.
You know what? Victor Moan Junior Bop. You know what I'm saying?
It's been a long 2 weeks, but it's good. It's always good to be back.
Yeah, man.
You feel me?
Yeah, life happening, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we're back now.
Facts. Had business to handle, you know.
No.
Things like that. But other than that, everything's always blessed as always, and it should be.
Always.
So, how you been, brother? How you been?
I'm here, man. You know what I'm saying? Every day I see a 24, I'm glad.
Look, I stand by that. I stand by that, boy. Ain't nothing like waking up in the morning.
What?
Ain't nothing like it.
You might see the BS throughout the day, but boy. Most people didn't even get to see it.
BS. A lot of people woke up on January 6th and seen some BS. Some good BS, nigga.
What?
I'm here to tell you.
And you knew.
January 6th. First of all, shout out Raphael Warnock.
And John Ossoff.
But I really want to shout out Raphael Warnock for being the first black Senate in Georgia. That's why I want to shout him out. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing like hearing that right there. First black.
Savannah.
Mm-hmm. They made it to D.C.
Facts, bro.
A lot of brothers don't do that.
Yeah.
A lot of brothers don't go from Savannah to D.C., but they ain't welcome there. Along with the other 100 and some odd people that's about to get arrested. Mm-hmm. Have you seen America? Have you seen your white people?
You see what your president had done
to your white people on January 6th.
Bro, this is a comedy
Trump
show.
Supporters listen to Trump and decide to storm the Capitol, the White House.
Wait. Let me
come on. Bring it back one more time.
Yeah.
I need to bring it back one more time. Then put that sucker in reverse.
Before you go, you know what I'm saying? Just say it one more time.
Let me hit my tea. Hold on.
Because these niggas didn't listen to shit else this man said. The whole 4 years he was in there.
My guy got on there and said.
He said, go out there and show your ass.
Yo, they cheating me. Y'all need to go do something about it. Not even me. He said, y'all need to do something about it. Bruh. Had a rally. AKA, you know what I'm saying? That's what I call it, a rally. He had a little, little speech out there. I call it a rally. Telling these people, if Mike Pence don't do nothing, he needs to go to. Son, he's sending hits out with the mob.
Hey, you know, but you know.
And these people, listen. Today's episode, we're going to focus on.
The ignorant shit.
Not even that. We're going to focus on black people right now. This is the time.
You grab your popcorn.
And your pistol.
The
PNP, the popcorn and pistol, so you can watch this crazy shit,
and you can be protected.
Exactly. And they talking about riots in 50 states. You feel me? Not riots, but they say? Armed protests in 50 states.
That shit.
So people, be safe. You feel me?
I don't be with that.
However,
but I will protect myself.
We gonna talk about these people that these domestic terrorists out from Al Cracka. These Al Crackers, the terrorists, Al Cracka, domestic terrorist group named Al Cracka. Shout out Charlamagne the guy for that.
Facts. Charlamagne be snapping.
Charlamagne my guy. People don't like him.
But he tell you what it
exactly.
is.
Exactly. People don't like him because he tell you the truth. And he's going to tell you shit up. Yo, your buns. Your rap game is trash, B.
Yo.
Things people need to hear. You know why people get mad? Not to get off top, but you know why people get mad? Because everybody in the camp saying they doing right.
Not me.
Charlamagne is telling you guys the truth. Y'all are buns, and I stand by it.
Not me, though, but think about it. How you tell you, bro, what we was in that bed DJing and practicing this shit. Bro, that shit trash.
Yeah, you feel me? Now, I ain't saying, you know, y'all, you know what I'm saying? We don't have that problem.
But I'm saying, even when your shit was good, I'd say you trash, nigga. Keep working hard.
Yeah, facts. But see, everybody got a yes man. Not everybody, because we don't have that. But other groups got a yes man. That's the problem. A lot of these rappers got yes man.
Yeah, you're right.
But back to the topic.
Oh, yeah.
I want to talk about these people that committed a crime. And went on live TV, social media, took pictures like they didn't commit a crime.
It's okay because their president said it was okay.
Yeah, I understand that. You know what I'm saying?
If their president says okay, you know, it's okay.
But it's funny to me. You know what I'm saying?
But when that judge signed that paper with that time on it, you know.
First of all,
it's a different thing. That's it. You say your ass.
He's talking about pardoning two rappers, not your ass. You feel me? Y'all done caught a whole case for this man. He not even gonna pardon you.
Yeah, let me get these two niggas.
Raw. He not even pardon you.
Yeah, you know.
Y'all went and held this man down. Went up there for him. And he ain't gonna pardon you. That's raw, boy. That's deep.
Hey. Mm-mm. Like he said.
That's deep.
When you see, you guys need to do something.
That is. That is definitely deep.
I'm done. You guys need to do something.
I want to give the first. We're going to call it the dumbass Emmys. Mm-mm. We're going to give the first the DA Emmy to Jake Angeli. The guy that walked in there with the horns on his head, the spear flag, and the paint. His mama is on the news talking about he hasn't eaten since he did that.
He haven't ate?
She says, now he's been locked up for like going on, I guess, a couple days. Said he hasn't ate since Friday. That's because he can only eat organic food. But he has a public defender.
Wait a minute.
I said, first of all, how in the hell? Yeah, bring it back. I need to bring it back. I need to bring it back one time.
No. If you say he only eat organic, we got a public defender.
In fact, do they even go in the same category?
No, nigga.
Organic expensive.
Facts.
Organic is expensive.
If you can pay $3, you can pay $5 for one fruit. You good?
Thank you.
You
buy an organic. Boo boo. You buy an organic. You got lawyer money. I'm sorry.
Not even think about it. He eat organic meals every day.
Come on, every day.
Son. Several times.
So he eat organic.
I eat organic. That's like you say. That's is expensive.
Yeah, I know it's expensive, nigga.
Come on, bro. No.
I know it's expensive. Don't get me twisted.
But you know, sometimes you gotta pay a little extra 35 cents to 50 cents, you know, to treat your body.
He must be eating $50 fruits. Cause she crying out there.
Oh no.
He hasn't eaten.
That's his fault.
And then what's
but
funny.
But think about it, when you do go get booked in, you can tell a nigga you're vegan. Oops. But you know.
You think they care about that in jail?
Sometimes.
My
bad, I forgot he was.
Not the jail here. They treating him like a domestic terrorist. He getting regular commissary. He better be glad they get ramen noodles.
I forgot, bro. You know what I'm saying?
They telling him trays up. No lie. I know he getting the trays up.
No.
To my organic. They ain't finna bring him no organic.
He NPC. He don't want to be touched by nobody else.
He better be glad he ain't been sent to Guantanamo Bay.
I'm done.
I'm just saying. Big Bob's cock meat sandwich. Yo.
Bro,
now you know I'm telling the truth.
Did you take it there, bro? I'm freaking done.
Oh my God.
But no, I
can't. All right, peep game. I got another one for you.
This nigga see. Took a picture.
Oh yeah, look, he's in there doing all that yelling. They got a nice picture of him. The retard. They got a nice picture of him. But don't worry, he's gonna be in good in jail.
Don't worry,
man. Good commissary.
Yeah, as long as you send him stuff, send him some money, he can make all the chi-chis he wants.
Cause he ain't eating organic then, but everything about to be salt. Induced.
The closer he can get to it, they tore the pack. That's all you get. Like,
you better eat the chip pack.
Summer sausage. Like, come on.
I got one for you. A 60-year-old man from Arkansas named Richard Burnett decides to go in the speakers of the house office and put his feet up. You know what I'm saying? And got a picture of stealing mail. Now this is my thing. Okay? Do I need to bring it back again one time?
Stealing mail.
Come on, Mr. Richard Burnett.
We're
giving you the dumbass Emmy. What? Mr. Barnett went into the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. No, no. Sat in her desk. Put his feet on her desk.
Bro.
Like his mom ain't never told him to put his feet to keep his feet on the floor.
My question is, mm-hmm. What you gonna do with the mail?
No, look, he get better.
What you gonna do
He with take him? A picture, lay back in her chair. Like it's okay.
It is for him, you know.
He steals her mail. He takes a picture outside with her mail like it's okay.
Olympus has fallen.
He's facing 11 years and that's okay.
You know what that remind me of, bro? Mm. You know the phrase, well, it's really a phrase. You remember on the Chappelle Show, the Mad Real World? Yeah, uh-huh. Niggas is wildin'. Uh-huh. That's exactly what it is, bro. These people are going crazy.
No lie. Mr. Richard Burnett. Said he's, and they said he spaced 11 years. My guy thought he was going to skip D.C. and go to Arkansas, be free. He cut his beard and everything. Guess who knocked on the door? The F to the B's to the I's. Mm-hmm.
I can't.
Mm-hmm.
What? This nigga said he took the mail. What are you going to do with the mail? Bro, I'm stuck on the mail.
Thanks. He don't even know what was in it. Or if he did, look, he probably don't know what it meant.
I don't care nothing about
nothing. Now, this is my thing. If you're going to be in there, why you can't focus on the stimulus?
I know. That's too much, bro.
That's too much, right? Why you can't change state tax somewhere or something?
I don't know. See, I would have been on some other stuff if I, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? If I had that privilege, you know.
They said 160 people has been arrested in county.
So, of course, I got a question. If Obama was allowed the second time, would you have done it? If he was like, hey, if I lose, they cheat me, y'all go out there and do something. No, if Obama, you know what I'm saying, did the same shit Trump did.
You know what I'm talking about?
I say y'all need to go out there and do something.
You know what I'm talking about?
Y'all need to go out there and do something.
So you got the power. You got to handle it on your own, baby.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You the leader of the guy. You lead the damn military. You the chief of the military. Put something in order, player. That's, you got the boys right behind you. Why? It ain't like you going to cut us a check. You feel me? You got the boys ready with.
It'd be like that sometime, I guess.
I got one for you.
He's legit got foot soldiers.
There was a guy. Let me let you see this, bro. You see what he got? Handcuffs, zip ties? Handcuffs, zip ties. He came to kidnap. He had he ready for hostages. Guess what? They found him. And you see, he masked up.
Hold on. Whoa.
Oh, you know he come for hostages. Look at it. He come for hostages, brother. These ain't regular zip ties.
I thought that was like...
That's Batman zip ties.
I thought it was one of them guys. Like, you know, one of they
people. That's him.
Oh,
somebody's going to be a hostage. That's hostage written all over it.
So who you trying to think? You nigga, they got bonkers. Nigga. You think they see a dumbass coming 3 miles away?
The next dumbass Emmy goes to Eric Gavilev Munchel.
Oh my god!
That's the one that was carrying the zip ties, y'all. And they caught his ass in Tennessee.
He was on the way to Georgia.
He thought he was on the way to Georgia. He's on the way to a cell. Well, he's in a cell. He's on the way to some time.
To the big house.
Yep. Hello. And his CEO gonna be called Big Bob. Hey. Uh-huh. They gonna be like, hey, Big Bob.
What got me though? The nigga silly gonna be somebody that voted for Biden, right? His mom had a Biden and what's his name signed in the yard.
His bunkie had the Biden and Kamala Harris sign on the wall. Brother, can you take that down? You better take your ass to sleep. I'm going to bed right now. No lie, that's something to think about. I got another one for you.
So I heard you was out there with that ride and shit with Trump. So you fuck with Trump, Nick? Nah.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? I did vote for him the first time, you know. Nah. See what happened was.
We have Alani Kaufman, who gets the dumbass Emmy. He came to the White House with 11 homemade bombs. You know what that says? Arrest me. What Frank Lucas says, you know what that says? Arrest me. That's what that says. You come to the White House with a bomb, you're a domestic terrorist. These are people from Al Cracker. Hey, the bro. People you have to watch out for. You're a fucking terrorist. Domestic terrorist,
this
man.
This nigga stupid. So you went to jail for having me and you set one of them bitches off.
There you go.
You was a dumbass, boy.
No mask.
What was the purpose of bringing them? You weren't
picked the mouth wide open.
Boy, you got to be the dumbest.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It ain't my fault.
Yep. These are where guys doing. Yep.
Boy, I'll tell you damn true.
Hold on, what you mean? There's some more. We got Emmys to give out for days. It was one guy. I'm trying to think of his name. Did you see what's that lady name? Elizabeth. Let's talk about Elizabeth.
You know what?
Make sure you go on the website, on the Hot Box Chronicle website. Check out the merchandise. The merchandise is up and running. Bruh, let's talk about Elizabeth.
Did you know the story about Elizabeth?
No.
Where do I start?
It's up to you.
So,
this guy here, I'm done.
Elizabeth was seen, you know what I'm saying, rubbing her eyes and all this stuff. So a cameraman came to her and said, what happened, man? What is going on? She said,
rubbed her eyes and a cameraman walked over.
Yeah, you know, the cameraman out there, you know what I'm saying? They, you know, news out there. It's okay to do this in front of the news. You know, you're breaking the law in front of the news. It's okay.
All right.
So they're like, what's going on, ma'am? Are you okay? She's, oh, my God, I went up there and they sprayed me in the face and my eyes. It was funny. She has an onion in her hand and everybody can see the onion. She's rubbing her eyes with the onion.
Oh, bro.
She's an L7 weenie. The dumbass Emmy definitely goes to Elizabeth. Don't be like Elizabeth. Don't be a L7 weenie.
Oh, God, bro. I can't even speak on this shit because it's stupid, bro. Like, come on. Like, I don't know, man.
I'm just saying.
But yet, you look and say that black people are ignorant.
Facts. Shout out to Sean King, because Sean King, he was posting all their pictures. But make sure you follow
it's
Sean
funny,
King.
Though, like, it, man, come on, bro.
They was posting all the pictures. I got another one for you. Another dumbass Emmy goes to Adam Johnson, who stole a freaking podium. You're going to jail for breaking in the White House and stealing a podium. Man. When you die, the podium thief Adam Johnson died today.
Bro, them niggas ain't, I mean, like,
that's the most gangster thing I guess you did ever, Al Cracker.
Yeah, what, bro?
Look, and then try to shave his face. Look, everybody's trying to shave. Like, the FBI didn't take pictures when he was on the way there.
None of them folks going to do any jail time.
Who? You crazy.
This ain't doing no time.
You crazy. They going.
Many don't.
You crazy.
Many don't.
Son, one judge already frying a man. Told him 11 years.
Bitch, eyebrows on the belt. Nigga, they going nowhere.
I got 4 eyebrows. I bet on it. They might not be mine, but I got 4 eyebrows. I can bet on. I got 4 eyebrows. I can bet on. They might not be mine now. Notice I said that. Notice I said that. Might not be mine. I got another one for you. I got another one for you. You know what I'm saying? And there's a reason I'm saying these people's name. I'll get to this after I say this last one. Her name is Jenny Rudd. She's from Midland, Texas.
She's from Midland,
Texas.
Yeah, Midland.
Let me tell you about her.
What's up?
She went on the news and said, no, she was on live. I'm sorry. She was on live. Yeah. I broke down the glass. I flipped off Fox News and you can see it on TV. But yeah, when we kicked in the doors.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah. Just went ahead and told it all. Just went ahead and told on herself. Now, when they go to court, guess what's going to be the beautiful thing? They don't need a witness. They're going to press play and listen to her telling herself.
True.
The dumbass Emmy definitely goes to Jenny. One more for the road.
Yeah.
This is. I want to give him. He's nominated 4 times. He's the top winner of them all. I got to give it to him. He's the top winner. He's gonna walk away with the dumbass Oscars. You feel me? He's gonna walk away with 3 Oscars, 3 dumbass Oscars, and 4 dumbass Emmys. My guy's name is Nicholas Rodin. Nicholas decides to break into the White House with his goddamn work ID badge on. Can I bring it back one time? Hit me with the rewind. Somebody puts the rewind on him. This is Nicholas Rodin. He decided to break into the White House with his ID badge on. And the FBI take wonderful pictures with his ID badge on.
My question is, another question. You think they had cameras in there? Did it work?
Brother.
Nigga, it's over 20,000 people that work in this damn place.
Like, not even that. Peep game. You know what makes it better? His job got on Twitter and said, this is Nicholas Rodin.
Oh,
he is a former weekend employee of ours whom was let go last February. We are shocked, sad, and do not stand by this. This is not America. This is not patriotic. Thank you for all the concern and support. Where it's funny is, he worked for a goddamn donut place. You deliver donuts for a living. You need to do something better than running up in the White House. Because he needs to run up into unemployment office and get a job or something.
You missed it. They said former weekend from last February.
Yeah, he was fired then. That's what I said. Instead of running up in the White House.
He said February.
They came just to tell on him.
This
He couldn't even sell donuts right, man. I'm about to throw him under the bus.
Facts, man. He should have been taking Trump some donuts.
The reason why I'm naming these people.
I'm done, man.
Because to, you know what I'm saying, all our white listeners out there that rock with us, these are the people that are thugs. Gangsters.
Exactly.
We're not monsters. He is a murderer. He's a predator. But no lie, on some real Holyfield, real for real shit, that these people are domestic terrorists. That's it. There should be nothing else. They show what domestic terrorists are. They show they can run up into your house whenever they want to because they feel like it. It's not safe for nobody with motherfuckers like that around. They're domestic fucking terrorists. And what they get done to them needs to motherfucking happen. You hear me? That needs to happen.
Always on that joint if I'm across the street. Shit. That type of dumbass. And that's why I don't watch TV nor the news.
Right, nah, I watch news. I got to catch that.
Because I don't got time to be seeing no bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that was entertaining.
You're right. That
is I'm here to tell you. I think I believe I can speak for black people when I say when we watched that, we was like, oh, yes, about fucking time.
Nah, I can't flex.
I waited for this. I waited for these mountains of Caucasus, domestic terrorists to get out of hand.
When it came to me, right? The boy was like, bro, nigga, it's on YouTube. What he was like, first of all, I was like, bro, what you heard about white folks? I said, what, man? Bro, why the white people done took over the Capitol? I said, what you mean they done took over the Capitol? I was like, whoa, what you mean they done took over the Capitol, bro?
They already own it. What are you talking about?
He said, so I'm like, what you mean? Bro, they everywhere, bro. What's up? All right, let me just see. You know what I'm saying? Bro, go on YouTube and check it out. I go on YouTube. I went to the news little section. And, bro, that's all I see. I ain't never seen so many white people climbing on shit, running through shit. I'm like,
oh, look like foreigners, didn't they?
Nigga, what? Bro, I kid you not, for a whole hour.
Look like foreigners, didn't they?
Bro, for a whole hour, I watched it, bro. I'm like, bro, I ain't never seen this.
I'm telling you, I sat there. I started a Facebook watch party for it.
I never seen this. So, bro, it got to the point I was smoking a blizzy. I put it down to enjoy the show. I'm like, bro, they really turned to these people. Like, they really running to these people shit. Like, yeah. I was sat there and watched it, bro. I'm like, wow. But the only thing I was seeing, what the fuck are the guards are running? Like,
the guards was running, letting them in. That's why the chief of the Capitol Police killed himself. He killed himself this morning.
No, they killed that man. But anyway, that's
a different story. That's a possibility.
That's a different story.
That's a possibility.
Because, what we had.
Don't worry, we're going to have the privilege racism conversation on the next episode with our special guests. Watch what I tell you. It's going to get deep next episode.
I did a little extra research at the class this morning. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we had a nice black history class. A nice black class. I love that class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they killed those dudes, but you know, it is what it is. But nah, bro, this is, I never seen it. If you had, like, it's just like me right now. If I got you blocked 100 yards away from my house with barricades and shit, ain't no way in the hell I'm gonna run closer to my house to let you get to my house.
Like, nah, but they was on camera doing, seen the cops on camera doing this?
Come in.
Like, I said, oh, he's a bird. He's a bird.
You know what? But at the end of the day, you know
he
what?
He opened the doors, let the ops in. You trust this guy, America? Really?
You know what?
Trust him. He left the ops in America.
You know what I really hate, though? Out of all this shit, that was a few black janitors that got to clean up all that bullshit.
Nah, that too.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And they ain't have a damn thing to do with it.
Facts.
That's BS, bro. That's not a bird. Mm-hmm.
Now that you say something, that do make sense.
But you know, that's always history. They always get a nigga to clean up after, you know, they fuck up.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because they need the cool kids to clean it up.
Man.
The royal.
Why so you get it back and fuck it up?
You feel me? Like, the elegance. Ooh, cause black don't crack, baby.
No more damn presidents. I swear, bro. It ain't gonna be no more.
You said it ain't gonna be no more?
Nah.
They just got one more in there. They got Biden in there.
You know that bitch yet?
You don't think he gonna make it?
I'm not saying anything, bro.
Did you see the picture?
I'm not saying anything.
Son, they posted a picture. Do you see the White House downstairs? They got the motherfucking National Guard sleeping on the floor. of the first floor in the Army, first floor White House.
Olympus has fallen.
Nah, Gerard Butler ain't in there yet.
I'm done.
Gerard Butler gonna hold us down. And you know it's real when he go out there and got Chris Evans that played Captain America, when they go out there, it's real.
But I really like, that's what I really said when I really seen that shit. Mm-hmm. After, you know, I got my entertainment and shit out there, I was like, bro, Olympus has fallen. That's exactly what
Speaking
I
Speaking of Chris
like.
Evans, why, I so boom, on Twitter, why somebody at Chris Evans like, bro, ain't you Captain America, do something?
I'm done.
Guess what he gonna say? Yeah, this beyond me. I respect. That was funny. I'm here to tell you.
Yeah. Like, I can't do that right now.
At all. But we're going to take it a quick commercial break.
The Silver Surfer.
Check back after this break.
Shop at CraftyCreations1_ on Instagram or CraftyCreations5 on Facebook for all your customization needs. We specialize in custom ashtrays, rolling tray sets, liquor bottles, wine glasses, mugs, cups, personalized pocketbooks, and dominoes. You name it, we craft it. Thank you.
Yes, 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 we back. You know what I'm saying? Definitely shout out Crafty Creations. Raya be definitely doing her thing. Factory those.
Tito. Oh, man.
There you go.
Back to this.
Yes, though. But I say all that, you know what I'm saying? I name them people for that cause. So, to the white listeners, y'all can understand what's going on. And y'all can know these people. However, I really want to touch on the wellness of black people. Black people right now, this is the time to get the popcorn and get the pistols, the PNP. The popcorn to watch this shit go down, and the pistol to protect yourself. You feel me? Definitely, guys, that got to happen. Like, it's crazy right now here in these streets. They talking about armed protests in 50 states. You know how these people get. You already see they attacked the White House. Who knows what they might do?
Bro, stay out there, stay home.
They might lock down Walmart, won't let us go to the back of the aisles and get cupcakes.
Corona, bro.
And a root beer.
Stay y'all ass at home. Because they're going to try to lock y'all ass down.
First of all, ain't none of them had no masks out there. They was just coughing on everybody.
Exactly. So just stay your ass at home. Call it a day.
No. Speaking of that.
Follow their rules right now. Because you know it's about to be some bullshit out here. So just follow their rules. Stay your ass at home. For one time.
Look, now I stay at the house. I got to watch this.
Can you see the boys?
This soap opera right here.
Exactly.
This soap opera for me. I never thought in a million years I would see it.
Think about it. You really think
they've been? What's funny? They've been sitting here waiting for us to attack them for 400 years, and it was their own. It was their own. That's what made that special to me.
Facts.
That was the kicker about that. It was their own. So that's what scares them.
I don't see how I
skill. And embarrass them.
That's what it is. That's what exactly.
Man, seen them like, God damn it, what the fuck they embarrassed us.
Supposed to be one of us.
Now they gotta set the fucking tone.
No, it's over with for them.
Oh, we knew that was coming.
So therefore,
son. I'm telling you, as black people, we sat there was like, oh, shit, y'all see this nigga, we've been waiting.
Miss Harrison and Mr. Warnock, y'all doing the damn thing.
No facts. Throw this down. Please make minimum wage $15 an hour for my black people.
What are you talking about, bro?
Hello. They need to do that.
What do you mean hold her down? They gonna hold her down for the simple fact, nigga. Hey. Don't have too much faith in the government, bro.
No, first of all, I don't have no faith in the government.
I know
that. First of all, I know the government don't rock with me like that. I'm not gonna put myself in that situation.
Me too, nigga. But you know, I'm just speaking, you know, trying to be right on this bullshit. No,
I'm here to tell you.
I know they don't give three fucks about me. They don't even know a nigga name. Like, come on.
Who?
They
know your name.
They know me as a number.
No, they know your name. You got that birth certificate.
They know me as a number.
They know you. They probably last time they seen you was probably, you know what I'm saying, when you, you know, when the swim happened. But they know you.
With the sweat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, plus, you know, I got the social media, so yeah, they know me.
Okay.
But anyway,
But it really, you know what I'm saying? This really come to, you know what I'm saying? Black people, this is the time to protect yourself. Each one teach one type of.
You know what I'm saying? I understand what you're saying. That's what I'm saying, bro. Now, this is the time. Nigga, we don't, they don't broke the space in. Now, we finna cut everything up. So, hey, when they don't, look, they haven't played out. We don't follow suit long enough. Now, now we got the goddamn. It's our turn to play. We got the lead, no. You know what I mean?
Let's see how we gonna play it, though. That's the thing.
We got the partner.
How we gonna play it?
Got a partner.
That's how, like, I say this. You think they gonna pass that $2,000 summers? I do, too. I do, too. Just because of what happened, I think that's why. I don't think they're going to pass the stimulus off of because people need it. I think they're going to pass off what happened. Now they got to be like, you know what? This happened. Let's, you know, let's look good in America's eyes. You ain't got to look good to me just saying that, bread.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
You feel me?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I think that's the reason. That's going to be the reason behind
it. I think about that.
They ain't going to tell us, but I believe the reason behind it because of what happened.
I think it's for this B-117.
Are you talking about that new Corona? Corona cousin, Claudia.
They be stronger though. They Cleo would have been.
Yeah, I heard it's out here killing everything.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what it's for though. You know what I mean?
What's the actual name? Just B-117 or something?
Oh shit, bro! Why would you ask me that shit?
B wanna rob the bank.
I'm done.
B wanna blow up the bank.
Man, I got it wrote down in the house too. Cause I was gonna ask you. Do you want to talk about this? You know what I'm saying, but. This camp in the day, and
hey, because that's all that sauce received. I can't wait for that.
That was too much sauce.
That next episode, y'all gonna be ready for that one. That gonna love that.
That was Metro Boomin and Future right there.
Ooh, not like that.
That's too much sauce. That, bro, what? What?
No, that's going. That was it. And Future.
Yeah, I don't care. Shit is still fire. I put Metro though. Metro be. I still be listening to what's his name, bro.
Who?
I'm on a tangent, but No Competition with Metro, Drake. What is it? Yeah, Drake and
No Competition.
Yes.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
How it go?
I'll say that thing. Think that would be. We got the rank. Lots of things. You was a bad.
What?
Yeah,
there's no contest. You sure that's the name of the
song? Yeah, I can't play the song.
Yeah, because they sure
facts,
they will copyright so.
I can't. That's all I'm trying to say. The whole I'm like,
yeah. Pull up the lyrics. Just pull up on your phone so
facts,
I can see.
Facts.
You feel me? Because I'm not. Now I want to know. Now
inquire my
one. You feel me?
But we ain't going to get all this this BS that's going on right now.
You feel me? Like, it's so much we want to talk about, you know what I'm saying? It's just crazy, but we gonna do it right. You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure this shit correct, cause I got people that's gonna give some knowledge out.
You know, we got a little something too. Oh, bro, I forgot to do my man. I'm so mad right now. My new man.
That's when you know it's serious, B. That's when you know it's serious. If you get mad like that, you know it's something important.
Yeah, just new moon affirmations, bro.
Definitely shout out to bro Pat, you know what I'm saying? He couldn't make it tonight. Family business, you know, family issues. But you know what I'm saying? We definitely gonna hold it down for the bro.
God, dog, bro.
Bro. So you trying to get your situation together?
Nah, like on the 13th, we have the new moon. And I'll be, you know, doing my affirmations, you know, this, that, and the third. So, yeah. Hey, man. Deep out here in the world.
I ain't saying, hey, teacher. Strain of the day, purple lemon. If you know what I'm saying, if you wanted to know the strain, the strain of the day is purple lemon. Yes.
No, it ain't either. It's,
but mine, purple lemon. I know what the doctor gave me.
Oh, it's that White House
kickback,
right?
You stupid. You said it's the White House? That was your quote?
It was White House kickback.
You stupid. No? The White House kickback? Oh. Ah, I guess that's what we're naming this episode. The White House kickback. Because these niggas just had a whole party and didn't invite a soul.
Facts.
Didn't invite a soul.
You did get the invitation.
Slick.
This wasn't for you.
Slick. Bro, how he invite people the way he not at? He told them to go
he
there.
He was there.
When? He wasn't there.
He was on the ground.
He made sure everybody else that was supposed to get attacked is there.
He was on the ground watching.
Shoot, he was at home like, Melanie, I'm going to show you how to get rid of him. I'm going to show you how to get rid of him, Melanie. No. Don't lie.
He was in that little bark laughing his ass. Look what I did, guys. Mm-hmm. See, I got him out of their houses. Got him to come up here to the White House.
Black people, this is definitely the time
to chill, bro.
You feel me? Start watching things. You need to start. Really, this is the time to get out there and start teaching your kids how to grow a garden. Get yourself a garden going. You know what I'm saying? Start preparing for the worst. And I hate to say it like that, but it's the truth. What?
No, you're actually telling them the right thing to do. Yeah, sir.
That's I hate to say it, but it's the truth.
No,
yeah.
You know how we be going off at the end? Like, what would you leave them with? Mm-hmm. I was actually gonna say that, but you just, hey, no, there you actually tell them right, bro.
This is that time.
Fake ass, you finna get a whole bunch of fake ass food, GMO food in the store.
Oh, you know that?
Well, I say OMG.
That clone meat.
That oh my god meat. That don't touch it. Don't touch it. No.
That clone meat.
But yeah. But all right, I got an experiment for everybody. Grow one fruit and one vegetable. And compare it to what's in the store. I guarantee you this shit look totally different and it tastes different.
Of course. Especially a tomato. You want to see something change growing tomato.
What?
Yeah, look at a tomato in the store.
Yes, sir. Man, what is so much?
I'm telling you, you'll sit there with the face just appalled.
They feeding us this? Yeah. They feeding y'all better stop that. Yeah, look. But,
That's how my going to be a number organics man.
So, you know. But you got to, they be hitting that shit too. So, you just. Best way to do it is grow it at the house. But you know, if you can't, then go with organic.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Imported shit. But you know, everywhere else is, you know, this world is, I don't know, bro. This Matrix is crazy, bro.
You said the Matrix.
This shit is, bro. This shit is crazy. This Matrix is wild. Like, only. It's different right here, bro. Like, I see shit crazy differently. Like,
I'm listening. You said I'm listening. I'm listening.
I be like, it's more like a spiritual war type shit going on right now. That's what I be seeing. Then just, you know what I'm saying? You got, I'm gonna say inorganic ones, and you got chosen ones type shit. And everybody can be a chosen one, but you know. Inorganic ones feed out bullshit, fear, shit like that. So most people that are scared to do this, that, and third, it's the way they stay in power. You know what I'm saying? But you go and start going against the grain and be a rebel like your boy here, and you know you'll see shit differently. And you know what I'm saying? Things will start changing in your life. You'll see their real agendas. You'll see what's happening, you know what I'm saying, above us. You know, it's a whole lot of shit that's going on.
It's so smoked down that you can't even see the truck.
I see that.
I'm just like, damn, the truck goes.
I was just looking at that, too.
My vibe in the country, I'm like.
Because it's mad, like, right here.
You feel me? I'm like, damn, the truck goes. I'm looking
like
it.
Nigga, like, that's
all right. Right here. That's what I'm saying, like, right here.
Yeah.
Definitely welcome to the Hot Box, bro.
Thanks, bro. Real out here, bro.
I respect it, bro. Because it's definitely something, but it's rough right now. And like, you know what I'm saying? The planet can't handle this type of pressure we're putting on it. Like, soon enough, like,
she doing very well.
I have a feeling she's going to hit the ejectocito on us. Everything's going to shoot us out off this mud, no lie. Ejectocito, because we all just get dispersed off the planet. Just,
that's why,
gravity just hit opposite and just shoot us all away.
We've been fucking her up. Now she getting her fight back. That's why niggas been on lockdown. That's why there's been so much BS going on. She getting her. Oh, you best believe.
Nah, she ain't got nothing to do with COVID.
Mother,
she
gonna get her. God, dog.
Light on retarded.
Facts.
Light on swole. God, Jesus Christ. That's what I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I be praying for our black people.
How you gonna get
them? I just want us to be that people we can be. This is the time.
We can.
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely. But it starts with us in the community. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think about doing things in the community. People want me to do things in the community, not them down.
Well, do it.
You know what I'm saying? I am. Well, I tell me a story. We're going to have a little.
Because they actually do it, do
whichever code. No, all facts. First and foremost, you know, that's going to happen. But it's like, it's just, you know what I'm saying? It shows you, like, when other people ask you, like, okay, so you know what I'm saying? You know what's up. You know what I'm saying? You know. And ain't, you know what I'm saying? You know, because you know, it's just that other half that look at us like thugs, and there's the other half that know us, and they're like, nah, I don't see why they look at you like that. But you know what I'm saying?
Damn, why you look at me?
You know, I'm just saying.
I'm just being honest, like. But. Because when I look in the mirror, I know the truth. Mm-hmm. So I don't care how you feel.
Feel me? So for all our listeners that's in Barnesville, Georgia, or close to Barnesville, Georgia, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have something soon. How about Chronicles podcast going to have, like, you know what I'm saying, some activities, a little festival in the making, you know.
We can do that. I'm down with it.
Facts. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, bro, when we start making, we should fly fans out there. You know what I'm saying? To come kick shit with us.
Yeah. I'm telling you, we about to start doing the Hot Box Chronicle tour. We can probably start pulling up on people soon. You know what I'm saying? I just want the world to hear from. Like, I want the people that's up there, that the ones that don't care about the bottom people. Mm-hmm. I want them to hear the voices of, you know what I'm saying, the bottom. Like, hear these voices.
Do? You know what you do?
You feel me?
You touch their niece, their nephew, their son, their daughter, and have them walk around the house playing that shit. Like, what the fuck are you guys playing?
It's not a lie.
No, man. Mom, you have to listen to this, man. These guys are something serious.
They're
man.
Funny.
They talk shit. Like, you have feel to me? Listen.
But they be on point. They be telling some true shit.
Let me hear you that. Feel me? Tyler, come here.
Mason, sit down. What are you listening to?
She took the iPad and everything. She listened to it late night.
Mm-hmm. Honey,
they
said they had some purple lemon.
What was
we
the
have
guy,
to try it.
What was that website? What was that thing he was listening to?
I gotta subscribe. Mm-hmm. I gotta get on their newsletter because they send out crazy coupons for stuff. They're cool.
Nice,
make sure y'all check the merch, of course, as always. You already know.
We not cool. It's just us, man. I'm serious. It's well just
put.
Us. We
well
not cool.
Put. That is definitely well put, though.
Because okay. You got to do, like, I think you have to do certain things. And you have to meet certain criteria to be cool. But fuck that. I'm just me. Like, you like it, you like it. You don't.
Hey, look. So I was God gifted before I didn't make it.
Hey, me. What I say?
You feel me? You're a Tupac told him.
Just, sir. Not gonna do me like that.
At all. Like I said, this is a perfect time.
So, I got a question about that.
About what?
Your president.
Who president? Who president? That ain't mine. That ain't mine, man. Nigga had to nip that bud quick. Who? Yeah, negative. I don't know. I seen it on TV a couple times.
That's it.
Oh, man. That's it.
Damn, you better forget the question.
Look, don't do that. I had to rip that. Oh, well, wait a minute. You could just breeze past that one. You're gonna just breeze past that, like I know.
So, do you think things would have been different if he would have won?
If who would have won?
Trump. Who won the second time?
Son. If he won a second time, I really believe it'd be World War III.
Do you think the Simpsons episode would come true if he won the second time?
Look like it.
You said, look like it.
Because I ain't going to hold you, B.
He did have a lot of his friends upset.
Like, son.
He got all his friends upset.
Iraq already told me how they won his head, B.
Facts, I heard like, about
off
that.
Off the muscle?
Yeah, I heard about that.
They sitting there, they was in wait, like, don't worry. He ain't going to be president for long. It's coming.
That is sad.
Soon as they dropped that bomb, that means they've been watching CNN or something. They've been watching Fox News or something over there and heard President J. Trump is not a part of this no more. Go ahead and call the Americans now.
Facts.
Call the Americans.
We cool with y'all still, but we want him.
Him, exactly. And I'm all for passing him, too. Look, I try to call your Iraqi judge, you know what I'm saying, but your phone lines are busy. Maybe I ain't got long. This is like a thought. But he can go ahead and go. What you mean? He can go ahead and go.
That's crazy.
You want me to pick him up for you? Look, what you mean?
I don't know, bro. That shit could be crazy. Like,
now think about it, son. When Obama dropped Osama, ain't no phone calls made talking about we want Obama head. You ain't hear nothing about that. They let that. They want nothing. With, no problem with him.
Picked his ass up, parade on the news, and gone by that day.
Like, son, not even that. Woke us up in the middle of the morning to tell us he dropped him. Showed the video of him throwing his ass in the ocean. And was like, yo, he's finished. You ain't hear no calls. Nobody said, yo, we want Obama's head or nothing. They charge that to the game, boo. You know what? This is the game, you know. We just going to charge that up. You know what I'm saying? We know not to go against him.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
That nigga Trump hit the bomb button. That's a lot more. We want his head.
That's a lot more to go behind the scene, but, you know, that shit crazy, though. Like,
something to think about. It's something to think
that's
about.
That's all I'm saying. Like, they don't want to seem like the bad guy. They call it. Look, hey, look. We know y'all fuck him all. We ain't going to, you know, fight back. We know y'all did it. Y'all just, hey, do what y'all do for us. We'll let you get this one. No, nigga, like, I can't let the, no. Somebody over the elites over him gonna play with his life? Nah, don't play with mine.
Who? I'm good. Okay. I don't know. Y'all can have him.
Facts.
Like, I'm with the smokes. Y'all can have him.
Don't play with my life.
You give us your ex-president.
Lock on some real ass shit.
Look, son, I heard this where he stayed. Like, off the muscle, what you mean? You can have that orange head sucker.
Hey, I'm going to let you know all of them stay in the same house for the same for 4 years. Yeah. After that, I don't know where for them yet. That's how I feel. You got to do your own research out of there. But I gave you the time frame they be there. 4 years.
I know on this day, he got to be out. He got to have all his stuff moved out. I don't know how they work that now, but he might be there. He said he's not coming to the inauguration, so he ain't going to be there.
I don't know if we got to move with them or how they do it. Like.
But he'll be close. I know there's something in that house he wants.
But that's sad, though. Like, but think about it. It's still these niggas right up on his nose plotting.
Son, he's the first person to be impeached twice.
His homies is up on his
he
nose.
He done set a history for himself.
His guys, his homies up on his nose plotting.
Not, son.
They go in there and have a
the
meet with
the vice president turned on him.
They go in there and have a meet with him and walk out. Man, fuck that dude, bro. This nigga tripping, bro.
I hate him. They be saying it with the utmost. I hate him.
Secret meeting, guys.
They say hate so strong you can hit H. I H hate him.
Bro, what? They ain't, well, hey, but what do you do when a guy told you? I ain't doing shit. I'm gonna do what I wanna do. I'm going against the grain. And then, oh yeah, by the way, I'm letting these niggas know what's going on behind the closed doors too. I ain't gonna give them all love. I'm just giving them a little piece of it every now and then. Like, that's what I'm gonna do. Like, okay, Trump. But you see, hey, he dropped jewels on him. Them niggas got mad. So therefore, he was saying something, right? He was doing something. You know what I'm saying? He went against their agenda. That's all I'm saying. Now they're mad.
He needs to go.
When you took that oath, you swore to God and creed. Like, get the fuck up out of here, bro. That you would stick no. to your word in our agenda.
You yeah, supposed I know to what follow I what we say. You know when I knew they wasn't taking him
and
serious?
Trump hit him with it.
When yeah, they vetoed his bill. When they vetoed that, I said, oh, they against him. They definitely ain't rocking. And the Republicans vetoed him. That's what the kicker was. They vetoed him. I said, oh, wow.
Right, yes, sir.
I said, yeah, they're not rocking with him. He's just going with the wind, bullseye. No lie. I said, it's over with, B.
I took y'all oath and said, y'all, what I said, my finger across. Old school. My fingers across. Y'all ain't mean nothing.
He got out there, the president wants this. We're declining that. Fact. Oh, gutter.
Out the mouth.
Gutter.
We ain't talking about
I thought he declined the stimulus fast. He denied that. That went. All of them said no. I said, ooh, send that back to him. That's when I guess that's when he said, you know what, I had it. Sending the troops. Sending my supporters.
You going to stop my bill?
Can you hit that with it? You know how he'd be holding his fingers up?
Yeah.
What are we going to do? We're going to send my supporters in, and you're going to take it over. Go in there. If you love Donald J. Trump, you go in there and take my shit back.
Are you still talking about if you love Donald J. Trump?
Oh, you're fired. That, he be killing me.
Yo,
I'm done. No lie.
If you love Donald, you're stupid.
If you love Donald J. Trump, you go in there and you kill them off me, or you're fired.
That's crazy, though, like.
Orange toupee head ass.
I couldn't do it, bro. Sorry. Think about it, you're the national.
How can you work for him as a man?
What you mean?
How can you stand, like, I'm talking about the people that work for him, how you stand there as a man, saying about him, support this man? Even after this, they still stand by him. That's it, bro. That's loyalty. You stand by him no matter what.
That's the big R.
He did the number one. He broke the number one white American rule. You gonna say about that? Hey. Gotta. That's what we call. Privilege. Stupid, with the rainbow. Did you see my hand? If y'all can see my hands. Privilege.
That's that. What's the name? I can't. I don't know. What if that was a black privilege, like white privilege?
Like, there will never be black privilege.
But I'm just saying. What if
but we're going to talk about that on the next episode. We're going to keep that for next episode. We got to keep that. That's for when we have our special guests. We can't drop the bombs like that on this one right here.
Man, you feel me? It's too much juice.
Got to hold it in, brother. There's a lot I want to hit it with. I'm like, I got to say that for when our guests get on here, he going to be dropping some crazy knowledge. Had his throat this morning.
You know what really had me throat? When you got to talk about applications.
Yo, what? That right there?
What?
That right there is a kicker.
Off the muscle by that, itself, I'm like.
When he said that, when he hit me with that, bro. I said, I'll never look at an application the same again.
What? I want to fill the bitch out. I don't even want to put my name. Like, don't put a date.
Let me just go back there and see what I can do.
In fact,
you feel me? Like, what?
This is my name. Let me show you what I can do. Uh-huh. Now, fuck the paperwork. No, fuck all that.
I know it might sound like, you know, say we were just talking cold right then, but it's like, hey. We don't want to spoil it for y'all, you feel me? But it's definitely, you know what I'm saying, some things y'all going to learn, like, on this next episode. Like, it's definitely kicking.
Like, yeah,
that's a little
pen and paper on these guys.
Yeah.
Hello. We were supposed to be like.
You know what's serious? We didn't start with no intro.
What?
We didn't start with no intro. Straight gutter, because this has been a crazy 2 weeks, baby. Like, you know what I'm saying? Straight gutter mode. Into with the swim, swam, swammy, swam.
We had to, though, man. Like,
you feel?
We got to. In order to take it to the next level, we had to do what we got to do.
Boy. After what you done witnessed?
I just, bro. Like, ooh.
Uh-huh. Yep.
The most sacred place on this.
No, no. The most secure place.
No, I thought it was Fort Knox.
Well, the most secure building is supposed to be the White House. Oh, my God. And the Pentagon.
How? Never mind. No, that's a different story. I'm just going to leave it right there. I ain't never heard.
I'm just saying.
I ain't never heard no missile hit Fort Knox. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker's stealing from now.
But
I ain't never seen nobody run open Fort Knox. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
You right. Because Fort Knox, they said, bro, the security on Fort Knox so retarded.
On dum-dum.
Retarded, that joke, boy.
You thought it was hard to get in Mexico.
You want to hide some secrets? Put it in Fort Knox. They protect that. And there's number gold in there, too.
Mm-hmm, Lord. There's that one and it's another one, I think. It's like in Virginia or some shit. Where they
just walk in Fort Knox and just smell all that gold.
Not me.
Hello, let me just smell it one time.
Nah, I'm good.
Sick.
I don't think I can have that much pressure. Like, you work there, but you can't talk about yourself. Nobody. Son,
how do you think that people feel driving them armored trucks? And they like, yeah, we got 700,000 in the back. We got to take to another person.
That's cool. They can talk about their job. You can't talk about your job. You with your homie. You with your friends outside of work. Everybody, bro, we had a great day, bro. You know what I'm saying? You got you construction friends. Yeah, we just threw up. We just made this building right here. You know what I'm saying? It took us about 2 weeks to lay this building out, but we got it done. You know, everybody talking about this and third. You talking, yeah, so how was your week at work, bro?
It was work.
You can't even talk. It's classified.
So what? It was just work. But it's lame as hell. Like, everybody got to.
You can't tell how you just in there polishing 400 gold bars. Yo, I dust gold bars for a living.
You know what else?
For $37 an hour.
No, I thought it was a fly job. You know what I'm saying? This is how my mind works. But the March of the Unknown Tomb, like, bro, that shit sound crazy, but this nigga be out there rain, sleet, or snow. 12 hours. No, I think it's 24 or 12 hours.
You know what?
Walking back and forth, marching like guarding a fucking tomb, bro. It's a tomb of the unknown. This nigga, bro, like, yeah, like, I had to show you a video. The shit is fly to me. Like, I seen the shit.
First of all.
Yes, like, you heard it.
First of all, I'm not for the guard, no, too.
Nick, bro, this
he
guy.
He dead. What they want from him?
This guy, you know what I'm saying, story behind this shit, but this guy.
What country is he?
Here, nigga.
In America?
Yes. It's here. It's in Washington.
An unmarked tomb.
Yes. Yes.
Who in it? Think about it. Like, if it's on Mark, what if nobody's in it? You just guarding the empty ass too.
Got pieces of this nigga and that nigga in there.
Oh, it just random. Oh, that's wild. I can't go. Yeah. That's disrespectful. Did you tell the parents? You know, we got pieces of. Like, I'm just saying. Did you tell the parents?
No, dog tags are fine.
So, yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So what they're protecting it for?
If I know, nigga, just, hey, this guy be out there rain, sleep.
Just like, sound like the Queen's Guards, too. They be out there.
Yeah, it's just like.
Can you imagine standing there?
No, they got to stand. This nigga walk. Like, I think it's like.
I'm saying, can you imagine just doing that?
I think it's 21 paces back and forth. And he what's has to, no, like, no, bro. He
has I'm saying, I'm just saying, can you imagine, bro, you had to count to 21? You 21, turn around, 20. You count 21 for 8 hours?
21 steps. And then you had to, it's a certain, you had to, when you step, when you get to the end, you got to rest. Click. Then you're going to come to a rest.
Shout out to our military, baby.
Facts. He's going to click them heels. He gonna do a little turn. He gonna click again. He gonna move.
Shout out to them soldiers out there. Cause it's real, B.
Facts. He gonna move that gun to the other side. You know what I'm saying? He gonna stare like, bro. This green, the green scenery that's in front of this, that shit is so motherfucking beautiful. It's some shit you see on a paint or something, like, yeah. But yeah, he stand there. He do his little. He got a certain. It's a certain time. It's time. It's all of it's about time. And guarantee you. You're going to turn around, make them paces all the way back, and do the same thing all day long, his whole shit. The changing of the guards is so crazy because them niggas fall in line with him.
Oh, no.
It's like real talk. Like, yeah.
See, I don't know if I can do that.
They fall in line. And then when he walk off, like, they just pick up where he left off and just keep going. Like, yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't know.
Like, real talk. It'd be three of them out there. The guy that changed, like, the guy.
That's like, could you work in a septic tank? Like, can you work down there?
I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one.
Can you work in like a sewer, a mass sewer? Like, you fully suited, but you got going 500 gallons of feces. Like, man. Can you do that?
I gotta be a breadwinner. I gotta be a breadwinner. Hey, fuck it, bro. Like, you never know, nigga. Like,
son. Oh, no, I can't do that.
No, like,
I had to go out there and do something else.
Facts, but hey, what if everything?
How much it costs to sweep parking lot?
What if everything else taken? Shoot. What's my all the McDonald's, all the fast food taken?
I know I can sweep a lot, $10 each. 10 lots, that's $100 a day,
dude. I'm done.
$100 a day.
No, they already got the little truck that comes with a lot with the little brush on it, the sweep sweeper truck. So they already got that. So there's nothing else you can do. You can't be a mortician. You can't play with the dead folks. You can't dig.
There's something I can do.
No.
Look, I start my own business. I go around polishing gravestone, boy. Stop playing with me. Hey, look. $25 gets you a clean gravestone. Keep it clean for you. Clean for a month. Look, who you mean?
$25 for 2 months.
Who? Shoot. $40 for 2 months.
$25 for 2 months.
Nah, $40 for 2 months. I clean it every month. Once a month.
No.
One a month. Get that joker right.
See, the way I do it is just like a high cut grass. You dig gonna say you got a little time frame, you know.
Oh no, I need me.
Cause the weathering ain't gonna do it. Cause what I use.
And I'm going to the biggest one I can find. I need to go to a veterans one. I know I'm a cash show. $25 out there. I'm in the game.
Facts, bro. I'm just like
this. I'll be in the game.
Bro, either Andersonville.
What you mean?
Damn, what's the other one? Andersonville, like the other joint. The other,
so you would cash out. And a veterans one?
Bro.
Shoot, I put all new flags and everything. $25 pop, B. I would never.
I can't think of the name of the cemetery, but it's the same place where I tell you about the, bro. The walk up to the motherfucker is a whole cemetery, and this shit is like a fucking spiral. Like, this shit's like going up a mountain, bro. I swear to God. And it's nothing but...
Certain jobs just ain't for me. I ain't gonna hold you.
Bro, it's so many.
I feel like as black people, first of all, we shouldn't be working for nobody. We should be going into the business because we don't have that type of energy to be working for people. We have
200 years worth of energy to work for a motherfucker. Like,
what?
Come on.
400. Try
come
again.
On,
400.
Bro. Like
nigga, 400 years prove we still can't work for a motherfucker. Nigga, we supposed to be running
because,
shit.
Because, you know, they started a little education, so they gave a little job to the nannies and shit. Like, yeah, you're right. You know what I'm saying?
And I said, but other than that,
since really?
Back then, prove it to you. Them niggas was fighting back then, running from work.
They had blacksmiths and shit, too, though. This is my education.
And what black people did? Still ran. What you mean? We can't wait for no motherfuckers? That shit on the floor. That shit on the floor, nigga. We can't work for people. Nigga, we run shit. Niggas need to work. That motherfucker need to work for us. Look what you mean. Shit, every black person got a job, nigga. I don't give a fuck. We sitting there like, man, I can't do this. Not for this motherfucker. Every day you wake up, another A for these bastards. Like, what you mean?
I'm with you on that shit, yo.
You feel me? As black people, certain things just ain't for us, and that's it. You know, we know we kings and queens. We're gods. We run shit.
Ain't really trying to
you feel
it.
Me? The niggas, better, they ain't got it here, but they better learn. You feel me? I'm trying to tell my black people, this is the time. You know what I'm saying? Take care of your health. You know what I'm saying? Work on your wealth. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Maintain your children.
Let me find out.
This is the time. Get in your community. Start helping your community because your community will help you back. You know what I'm saying? These type of things we can just start doing.
You know what? I think all black people should start banking with their families, bro. Because it's always somebody in the family that has bread, right? Hear me out. No, it may sound extra, but think about this. You kill the white man and, you know what I'm saying, the money stays with the family.
I already know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So.
Not me.
You wouldn't do it.
Hell no.
Why not?
Who?
I guess me.
Oh no. I need all me to stay with me.
What you mean? What you talking about helping the next man though?
No, I'm talking about, I would help my family. Hold on.
Oh, you best believe
I'm talking about if I can get paid cash, I need all my cash to me. What I disperse out is what I disperse out.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
I don't need
none of our stuff together because I don't need nobody to say, well, this is my month to take this. And I'm looking
And
I'm looking like, damn, I just wanted that PS6.
No.
Like, what you mean?
No, nigga, I wasn't talking about that.
I know, I'm just saying. Yeah, you know how black people be.
I need all me.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just digging a pot this time. Get that in.
Nah, I'm talking about like a legit banking system. You dig what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just do it with fam or, you know what I'm saying? Now, don't get me wrong, nigga, it's a whole banking. It's a business. So he will have to charge you interest or she will have to charge you interest.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? You know what comes with that.
Still ain't right with that.
Say what? You be a blessing right here. I don't want to.
You know what's good when you nigga hit that.
Yeah, I ain't trying to get a shot
of nigga had to lick the back of his teeth to make sure he get that last flavor.
It be a blessing right here.
So I wanted to change it up a little bit.
What's up?
I want to stop doing the fucking on Facebook because it's always fucking on Facebook. That's never going to end.
Duh.
So, now, you know, and plus it's like, every time I'm reading that shit, I really want to smack the motherfuckers I was reading about. However, I want to do things a little different. At the end of each show, we're going to start ending it with a black fact.
Okay, respect.
You feel me? I wonder if we can get up to 1,000 black facts. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh. Never mind. I thought we should have done that. Black history. So we can be dropping one every day in black history.
Nigga, every day is black history. Fuck what they talking about.
I'm cool with that, too.
We finna drop it every episode. We drop one. All right.
We gonna hear the 1,000 dead.
Hello. and 1,000 black facts. Man. Who got that?
Let's go.
Hello. First woman representative. Shirley Chisholm was the first African-American woman elected to the House of Representatives. She was elected in 1968 and represented the state of New York. She broke ground again 4 years later in 1972 where she was the first major party African-American candidate and the first female candidate for the president of the United States. Shout out, Shirley Chisholm. We love you, baby. Thanks for setting the tone. Thanks for setting the tone. But yeah, that's definitely smooth. You know what I'm saying? We need to start doing that.
I'm down with it.
You feel me? I feel like, you know, we need to start learning our black history a little bit more. You feel me? Because that black history was some bullshit.
Not really.
Not really, but really. Like, just 28 days, man? Shit. Dang. I'm snatching the rest. Fuck it. The ancestors went for 28. I'm going for the gusto.
Well, you know.
I need 365.
Don't act like you don't know why they chose that shit.
No, we know why, but I'm just saying I need 365.
Right.
I'm going for the gusto.
You can take 365. Hello. I'll do it, you know.
365, we taking it. You feel me? Why not? You know what I'm saying?
I remember that shit. Who on my black history game?
Who?
It was a who on my black history game. It, like, I was young, bro. And at the E.P. Robinson, in the little computer lab, it was a game called Who on my black history? Bro. We used to go ham on that game. We're like, bro, yes, sir. And, man, you thought you knew some black history. That should be asking you questions. You'd be like, I ain't never heard this before. Like, yeah. And you get grades on it. Yeah. But it's like a little quiz. It ain't no real grades test. It's just like,
I think my first,
how much do you know type thing.
My first black history like report I did for school, I think it was like sixth grade. And I chose Harriet Tubman. Don't lie. Oh, you got a little nipple?
Yeah, a little bit. I ain't gonna flex with you.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Harriet Tubman was the first person that did my first black history project on. They were like, I wanna do Martin Luther King. I wanna do Harriet. Harriet's a thug.
Harriet's a thug.
And, you know, when I say thug, you know, I that means somebody that hold it down.
Exactly.
You feel me? She held it down. And every time I think about what Kanye West said about her, I want to slap fire out this nigga mouth.
What? Don't do it.
Talking about Harry and free no goddamn slaves. Nigga, I think they put respect on Harry's name. What's wrong with this nigga? That's why I can never respect Kanye West. After that.
I
hate to say it, but Kanye West is just another lost nigga.
It's just, hey, it is what it is.
You feel me? I hate to say it, but it is what it is. Man, you know what I'm saying?
MK is something serious, though. Mind control.
Oh. Oh, MC?
No, mind control. MK Ultra, that's what they call it. I know exactly. I get exactly what
first,
you're
saying. First, I thought you was referencing one of them, one of them females.
No, that's what they call MK Ultra.
It's boo, you know what I'm saying? We can't talk about a boo. We got to be careful now.
No, I say mind control Ultra, that's what they call it. MK Ultra. Mm. I don't know what, like you said, I don't know where the fuck the cake came from, but, you know.
Factory,
but you guys are smart though. But hey,
there's something to think about.
No, every damn thing. Okay,
I said,
okay, for control. Okay, you got it.
Black people, we need to start being prepared. Remember, we need to get our popcorn and our pistols, B. But this next episode,
I ain't getting the popcorn and pistols. I'm just gonna get the popcorn. You can have your pistols.
Well,
I'm like Martin.
Alright.
I can't even say that with a straight
fame,
bro.
I was about to say, alright. Starting rock star that chance.
Look like Malcolm on his favorite pose.
Uh-huh.
That
one. Okay, you heard what Malcolm said, by any means necessary.
By any means necessary.
You feel me? So I said, black people, remember.
But I don't see how
each one's each
both
one,
of them got the
and
same
we need
result.
To start being prepared.
Both of them got the same result. So,
yeah, facts.
So we might have to find.
But we need a little bit more results because it ain't what it is right now.
Yeah, no, nigga, I'm talking about the end result for them niggas.
Oh yeah, yeah, facts.
Come on.
Oh, facts.
Even though that, you know, they own people fucked them up, but you know, that's sad. You know,
facts. That's why. Don't worry. The next episode is about racism and privilege. The magic words right there. Really, I want our next episode to be about reverse racism. Like, you feel me? That's going to be the kicker. That's the Stone Cold Stunner right there.
Nah, we got to go back to the White House kickback.
Yo!
All these things,
man. 160 people get locked up and counting. I'm loving it.
I can't.
I never want to see people go to jail that bad in my goddamn life.
Bro, what?
cops? I ain't never seen.
Son, that. I ain't never wanted a motherfucker to go to jail that bad.
Cops were the only time you really see a lot of white people go to jail, unless you stayed in a white state.
You know what? Now that I think about it, cops was doing white people dirty on that show. I'm here to tell you, nigga. They was tasing the shit out of these people.
They were treating the same. They would get slammed the same. Yo. They would get chased the same.
Yo.
Walk to the car talking shit the same. Like, everything was the same.
I'm telling you.
Like, nah, bro. You can't just... It'd just be too crazy.
But as we head out, make sure y'all go on the Hot Box Chronicle website. Check the merchandise. Check the other Hot Box podcast.
Don't just check it out. Go ahead and copy some of their merch, man. So you can be fly when you listen to us.
Swimmy, bam, bam, that too. Yeah. You feel me? Make sure you cop it. We got all types of stuff on there. Shirts, sweaters, mugs.
We got the lamp for y'all too.
The lamp is definitely fire.
When you're baking at night, you know what I'm saying? You can listen to us, you can, hey.
And it got the QR code, so when you scan it, you can always check in. Oh, it's going to be lit.
Exactly.
Make sure you subscribe to the other podcast channels. You already know we're on all platforms. Make sure you check out the group page on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. Check out the sponsors. And check out the other artists too, because their links are still up on the freaking website. So make sure you check us out. It's all love as always. What you want to leave them with? What you got for them? Oh, shit. I think he getting COVID. He tap dance so nice, y'all. He ain't gonna leave. You ain't leaving him with nothing tonight. I gotta leave him with something.
We both gonna leave him. Go ahead.
Now you go ahead. I wanna see what you got. Cause like you got cold feet right now.
I got cold feet.
Hey, looking. You know you have. You be ready to hit him with some juice. You look like you about to let him die.
No, I'm just soaking.
He got a tear, y'all. I think he crying.
Nah, I was just soaking in all this.
You already know what I said, Lewis.
This foolishness that we.
The double P, popcorn and pistol B.
That what you leaving with?
So that. Popcorn and pistol. Have your popcorn while you watch and be protected with the pistol.
Alright, bro. But for real. When you leaving with the popcorn and pistol, just think before you move. That's all I'm gonna do. Play chess out here. Don't get caught up in they bullshit ass game.
Thanks.
Just watch. Sit back and watch. Do not, you know what I'm saying? It ain't real until they put your hands on you. I'm gonna leave it there.
Well, now what are they shooting at you? They ain't put their hands on you, man.
That's not just gonna shoot, bro.
No, who?
Ain't sure for
real. Who's
you? Be surprised.
But
well, they ain't finna, first of all, they not gonna come into a hood.
Oh no! You see, they went around all the blocks.
Exactly.
They didn't stop at no hood when they went to.
They go to suburban areas.
You know what? We saving that episode for next week. That's okay. The.
See,